It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. On the show today, ideas for reclaiming control over your life, for having agency. We've looked at how to prioritize what's important to you and the social support that can make all the difference. But what happens when you feel like nothing you do matters?
I think a lot of the reason people feel like they don't have agency or feel like their actions don't matter is because they are so disconnected from their impact.
Journalist Jennifer Wallace has spent almost a decade reporting about what makes people feel their actions make a difference. And through hundreds of interviews, she's realized something that may seem counterintuitive at first.
I'm telling you that the fastest way to feel like you matter again is to remind someone else why they do. And we all have that capacity. It takes one action. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying when you are really lonely that it is easy to open your mouth. But what I want you to know is that almost everyone is walking around this earth with a sign around their necks saying, tell me, do I matter?
Okay, so I want to start with the word matter. I mean, there's so many different times I think people use that word, but tell me about why you chose it as part of your sort of investigations over the last few years.
So mattering is not my idea. It's been studied since the 1980s, but it's been locked away in the ivory tower. So mattering, as researchers define it, is the idea that I feel valued by my family, by my colleagues, by my friends, and my wider community, and that I have an opportunity to add value to the world around me. Researchers who study it say, after the drive for food and shelter, it is the need to matter that drives human behavior for better or for worse.
What the scientific research makes clear is that to thrive in life, we need to know we matter. That is, to feel valued and to have an opportunity to add value to the world.
Jennifer Wallace continues from the TED stage.
When we feel like we matter, we show up fully. We want to connect. We want to engage. We want to contribute. But when we are made to feel like we don't matter, we often withdraw. Some of us might turn to substances or self-harm to try to alleviate that pain. Others lash out in anger, road rage, online attacks, political extremes. These are all desperate attempts to say, I'll show you I matter.
You have some beautiful examples in your book of people struggling to feel like they matter. And the one that really spoke to me, I guess because I'm a New Yorker, you described a scene on a train that really I have seen myself. I wonder if you could tell that story.
Yeah, so I was commuting back from Connecticut for an interview. It was rush hour and all the commuters on Metro North were settling into their seats when all of a sudden a young man in his 20s burst into the car. He was shouting and flailing his arms, heaving with anger. And you look around at the car and you see the passengers kind of lowering in their seats, whether it was because they were afraid or perhaps because the pain that he was exhibiting was almost too much to witness. And then suddenly, the conductor from the train came into the car. If you can picture this, the angry gentleman was probably 6'3", 6'4", very large, and the conductor was maybe 5'6", 5'7". He walks up to the man, and very calmly, he says to him, is everything okay? Do you need anything? The angry man, all of a sudden, you could see his shoulders lower, almost in disbelief. The conductor said, here, come, let's find you a nice seat. And then the gentleman sat down and he said, do you have your ticket? Could I have your ticket? You could imagine how a conductor could have rushed into the car, right, and thrown the man out for being so disruptive. But he did the opposite. He spoke to the man instead of the problem. What I realized when I was looking out my window was that the young man was not just yelling. He was reaching out. Do you see me? Do you hear me? And what that conductor did is that he answered those questions with kindness and compassion instead of judgment.
So just recognizing someone's existence, that can be enough when it comes to mattering.
Yes. When people feel seen, valued, and needed, they begin to believe that they can influence the world around them, and they feel more motivated to do it. We are so often living our lives on autopilot. We have so much incoming and so much output demanded of us that just to get through our to-do list, we're often just kind of heads down, grinding it out. But agency, it's not about controlling everything, right? It's about remembering that we still have things in our lives that we can control and that we matter enough to act on those things.
And what if someone's like, how do I even begin to do this for myself?
What I want you to know is that you are one action away from feeling like you matter again. So taking it back quickly to the train car story about the conductor who calmed the angry man, when I got off the train, I went up to the conductor and I said, I was so impressed by how you handled that situation, how poised you were, how compassionate you were. You showed us all this really valuable lesson that we are all going to take with us, having witnessed that. And what I tried to do in that small moment was to connect the actions of that conductor, to connect him to his impact, to say what you did there mattered. And just so you know, everyone could use that positive feedback.
In my research, I found that the places where we live and work can either fuel this crisis of mattering or be a key to solving it. I visited a factory in Phillips, Wisconsin, where each workstation had a card that talked about how the piece being made fit into the final product. On that card was a photo and a story of the person who would one day use it. That story card was a powerful reminder to workers that they weren't just assembling parts. They were building something meaningful. To matter, we need to feel valued, but we also need a chance to add value.
We started this conversation with you talking about the roots of mattering in psychology going back to the 80s. Where is this field going now?
Well, what's exciting is that researchers have been studying it since the 80s, but it has really picked up in the last 10 years or so, as more and more researchers are realizing that it is at the root of so much of the pain we are seeing today, the loneliness, the disengagement in the workplace. Yeah. What is hopeful about mattering is that it is so actionable. As opposed to belonging, you can't really necessarily make someone feel like they belong, but you can make someone feel like they matter. Researchers have found that there are ingredients to mattering: feeling significant, feeling appreciated, feeling invested in, feeling dependent on. Those are four key ingredients for us to feel like we matter, and what we can do to sort of foster that sense of mattering in the people around us. You know, we don't have to be overwhelmed with the idea of having a big purpose. Instead, we could break it down by living our day-to-day lives purposefully. So it could be something small, like a neighbor who just went through surgery offering to walk their dog, or an elderly neighbor who you know doesn't get out very much. The next time you go to Costco or grocery shopping, you could say, let me know what I could pick up for you. In these small little acts of finding a genuine need and meeting it, we build back our sense of mattering.
And by finding these moments, we'll start to feel like we have some modicum of control over our lives.
Exactly. In my mind, agency is the feeling that you can take meaningful action in your life. It's the feeling that I have options. I can make a positive difference in my own life and in the lives of others. And what I've come to realize is that agency grows out of mattering. We all have a role to play when it comes to making the world a better place.
It is a very personal experience, but it's also relational, and it has the power to connect our disconnected world. Affirming each other's worth, it's not just the right thing to do, it is the glue that holds a healthy society together, and we need this now more than ever. As AI erases jobs that once gave people a sense of identity and purpose, millions more will face this crisis. The job ahead for us is not just to keep up with machines. It's to protect what it means to be human, to feel valued, and the responsibility we have to remind others that they are valued too. What I have learned in these hundreds of conversations is this: that deep down, we are all searching for the same thing, to know who we are and what we do make a difference in this world. We want to know that our lives, our very existence, matters.
That was journalist Jennifer Wallace. Her book is called Mattering: The Secret to a Life of Deep Connection and Purpose. You can watch her talk at TED.com.